We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo successfully disarmed Khusra when they were fighting a duel before Kublai Khan. The Khan then declared the duel at an end, and he consented to allow Marco Polo to marry Benedetta Corsini. Niccolo Polo then begged that the Venetians be allowed to return to their own country, and the Khan graciously gave his consent. But he said first that Marco Polo should be married to Benedetta Corsini on the same day that Pentan was to wed Kinsai. On the day of the wedding, Princess Zolana arrived at Zaitun, and she expressed a desire to make the acquaintance of Benedetta Corsini. Marco sent his uncle Matteo for Benedetta. A few minutes later, Matteo returned in a state of great excitement. He said that Benedetta Corsini had disappeared from the palace.
My uncle Matteo, what are you saying? How could Benedetta disappear?
Matteo,
have you taken leave of your senses?
She is gone, I tell you. The servants are searching the palace for her.
There is some trickery here. I will pull this palace down stone by stone until I find her.
But she is not in the palace.
Call the guard. Call King Pentan. Benedetta must be found.
Marco, calm yourself. No doubt there is some explanation for this.
King Pentan knows that Benedetta has disappeared. He ordered that a search be made for her.
See, the king comes now. Oh, greetings, Your Majesty.
Greetings, Niccolo Polo. Where is Benedetta Corsini?
What is that to you? She means nothing to you now.
Marco Polo, I am your friend. I am but seeking to aid you. I will tell you what happened. This morning, Benedetta arose early and walked upon the battlements of the palace. She bade her servants wait, seeing she would return shortly. The servants waited for over 2 hours, but the lady did not return. None of the guards saw her leave the palace, and she is nowhere to be found.
Well, where can she be?
I know not. As soon as the servants informed me what had happened, I ordered that a search be made.
Did the servants say whether Benedetta seemed unhappy this morning?
Who are you?
I am Zolana, the wife of Toctai, the governor of Pekin.
Greetings to you, Princess Zolana. The servant said that Benedetta Corsini seemed happier than she'd ever been before.
Perhaps Khusra, the messenger, has slain her to be revenged on me.
Not so. Khusra, the messenger, is an honest man. He admires you, Marco Polo. He would not seek to be revenged on you.
My father, what can we do?
Courage, Marco. I feel sure that Benedetta will be found.
Well, you heard what King Pentan said. Benedetta is not in the palace.
Have all the servants and soldiers been questioned, Your Majesty?
They have. I can only think that Benedetta did not love Marco Polo truly, that she was not anxious to marry him, and that in some way she has contrived to escape from the palace.
You are wrong. I tell you, Benedetta did love me.
Can you be sure of that, Marco Polo?
As sure as I stand here, Princess. As sure as I am of your friendship.
You shall always have my friendship. And I will do all in my power to find your bride for you. Tell me, King Pentan, does Kublai Khan know of Benedetta's disappearance?
We have not told the great Khan yet.
Then we shall go and tell him now. Kublai Khan is a man of much wisdom. He will order his soldiers to scour the city until Benedetta Corsini is found.
Will I have to postpone my own wedding because Marco Polo's bride has run away from him?
My bride has not run away. She has been abducted.
Well, let us go before Kublai Khan and tell him of the news.
Kublai Khan cannot help us. I'm going to search the city myself. Some mishap has fallen, Benedetta. She would not run away from me.
Courage, Marco, courage. First let us speak with Kublai Khan.
That would be wiser, Marco Polo. He will place all his forces at your disposal. Come with me.
So be it, Zolana. I thought that my troubles here were over when my wedding day had dawned. But one cannot count on anything in this world.
My heart is heavy for you, Marco Polo. But come, we will ask the advice of the Emperor of China.
King Pentan led the way to the luxurious apartment occupied by Kublai Khan in his city. Armed sentries stood in the doorway, and they did not dare to bar the way when King Pentan tried to enter the apartment. The king flung open the doors while the sentries stood to attention. Then he led the way into the spacious and luxuriously furnished room, which had been set aside for the Khan. Marco Polo, his father, his uncle, and Princess Zolana followed King Pentan into the room.
Mighty Khan, the Christian religion is a religion of love, hope, and peace. I've told you the story of Christianity and the great sacrifices that have been made in the name of that religion.
You have spoken well, Benedetta, and you have interested me. But see, we have visitors.
Benedetta!
Marco, why do you look so worried? Are you angry with me?
No, I am not angry with you, but how did you get here?
Why, what ails you, Marco Polo? We did not know Benedetta was here, most high and noble Khan.
Well, I was walking around the battlements this morning when I met Benedetta Corsini. We spoke together, and I asked her why she insisted upon a Christian marriage. Then she started to tell me something of the Christian religion. So I brought her back here with me, and she has been explaining Christianity to me ever since, and I find it most enlightening.
Then you have decided to become a convert, mighty Khan?
I have not decided, but I feel more sympathetic towards Christians now. When you leave this land, go to the Pope, the leader of your church, and tell him that the great Kublai Khan is interested in Christianity, and if he cares to send his priests over here, they may preach the Christian religion to my people, although there are few Christians here now. Perhaps many others of my followers would like to embrace that faith.
May heaven be praised. You have performed a good deed today, Benedetta Corsini. The Pope will be overjoyed that his missionaries are to be allowed to enter the Chinese Empire.
It is well. I sympathize with the ideals of Christianity. something is amusing, King Tenkan.
I am not laughing at Christianity, most noble Khan. I laugh to think the whole palace was in a turmoil searching for Benedetta Corsini.
The palace was in a turmoil?
Yes. And Marco Polo threatened to pull it down stone by stone unless he could find Benedetta. We did not dream that she was here with you.
Oh, I am sorry that there was any worry caused.
Oh, Marco, you must love me very truly.
I love you more than life itself, Benedetta. Come now. I want you to meet one of my best and dearest friends, the Princess Zelana.
I bow before the Princess Zelana. Oh, do not bow before me, Benedetta Corsini. You are more of a princess than I am. You rule the heart of Marco Polo. I once thought that I could rule that wild and turbulent heart. But I was wrong.
Oh, Zelana, you are a minx. I did not know that you were coming to Zaytun. When did you arrive?
I arrived today, most noble Khan. Did you not say I could be present at the wedding of Marco Polo?
Well, how did you know Marco Polo was to be married? That was not decided.
Ah, I know Marco Polo. If he sets his heart on a thing, he usually attains his heart's desire.
I am beginning to believe that you are right, Zelana. Now the hour progresses. It is time for us all to dress ourselves in fine raiment. I trust your promised bride is well, Pentan?
She is well, O mighty Khan.
Good. Leave me now. My servants come to attire me in my finest robes. I hope that at the wedding, all will wear the robes which I have supplied for them.
We will, mighty Khan.
It is well. I have made arrangements for one of my finest ships to take you back to your own land, Niccolo Polo, but the ship will have to be returned to me. It will be manned by galley slaves which I have chosen myself, tried and trusted men.
The ship will be returned. And it will bear missionaries from the Pope of Rome. Missionaries who will spread the gospel amongst your people.
Ah, that will please me. Now go, let my servants attire me. We shall meet at the wedding ceremony.
A few hours' time, the double marriage of Marco Polo to Benedetta Corsini and King Pentan to Kinsai took place. The marriage of the king was conducted according to Eastern rites, while the marriage of Marco Polo was celebrated by a Chinese Christian priest. The palace was decorated with unbelievable magnificence. The walls were hung with precious velvets and silks. Fountains gushed forth rich red wines. Paper money was distributed amongst the populace, while all the wedding guests received a precious ruby as a personal present from the great Kublai Khan. After the ceremony, the great Khan approached both brides, and round the neck of each he placed a rope of priceless pearls. Then a mighty banquet was held, and the guests celebrated far into the night. Several days later, a great ship was ready to take the Polos on their journey to Venice. The precious cargo was placed aboard the ship, and the great Khan presented all the Venetians with priceless jewels, and he honored them by coming with his retinue to bid them farewell prior to the departure of the ship. Marco Polo stood on the deck with his father and his uncle. By Marco's side stood his bride, Benedetta. They waited for the great Khan to come aboard the vessel. Are you happy, Benedetta?
Oh, divinely happy, Marco. We're going home.
Yes, home to Venice. Beautiful Venice. No doubt our friends and relatives have long since given us up for dead.
They will be surprised when we return.
We return with many riches.
Yes, with many riches, my brother Maffeo.
But Marco has won the most precious of all. But besides the riches which the Khan has given us, we have won a great victory for the civilization of the West. We have forged a link between the West and the East. A link which is never to be broken. Our ships will come here to trade. Many others will follow them. And a greater understanding will arise between the two races. Oh, but see, a Kublai Khan comes aboard now. Let us bow low before him. Mark how the crowd call his name. He is a great and popular ruler.
My friends, you may rise. I come now to bid you farewell. Kublai Khan is richer for having known these brave men from the West. It was a happy day for me when I spared your lives.
And a happy day for us when we win your friendship, O great and mighty Kublai Khan.
You have seen my treasure. You have seen my empire. You know the wonders of the East. Go tell them to your people. Take with you the goodwill of Kublai Khan.
We take that goodwill, and we thank you, mighty emperor.
Come, Marco Polo, stand before me. You are to know great happiness. I doubt whether you will ever return here, but always remember that you had to come to the East to find your manhood and your happiness.
I will not forget that, mighty Khan. And I swear to tell the people of our race of the wonders of the East. I shall devote the rest of my life to writing of these wonders. And in the centuries to come, men will talk of the travels of Marco Polo. They will follow the trail that we of the Polo family have blazed. And we shall feel that our effort has not been wasted. Farewell, O mighty Kublai Khan. Marco Polo salutes you.